ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 14. Using Polite Japanese. Your key to forming relationships. Hi, and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese. I'm joined in the studio by...
Hello, everyone. Naomi here.
In the previous lesson, Raizo introduced Yukio to his wife, Kiri. Today, Miyu and Yukio are going to introduce themselves.
The focus of this lesson is the second usage of te form of a verb, plus imasu.As in, 東京に住んでいます。
I'm living in Tokyo. This conversation takes place at?
天童さんのうち。
The 天童's family place again. The conversation is mainly between Miyu and Yukio, and they're meeting for the first time. So we'll hear...
Formal Japanese.
Naomi-sensei?
はい。
Do you have a 3G phone?
何? 3G phone?
Like an iPhone.
No, I don't.
Well, if you do, or if any of our listeners do, you can see the lesson notes, the PDF, in your favorite browser on the phone.
That's very 便利ね.
Very convenient.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com and find out more.
So if you have a phone, check it out. Okay, let's have a listen to today's lesson.
So, so.あなた、今夜、春屋さん来てるのよ。
あ、お客さんですか？
え、ああ、いや、あの男はもう帰りました。
あ、パパ、お帰りなさい。
ゆきおくん、うちの娘のみゆです。東京に住んでいます。東京で大学院に通っています。
あ、どうも。はじめまして。山川幸男と申します。コンサルティング会社に勤めています。みゆさんの専攻は何ですか？
社会学を専攻しています。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
そうそう。あなた、今夜、春屋さん、来ているのよ。
あ、お客さんですか。
いや、あの男は、もう、帰りましたから。
あ、パパ。お帰りなさい。
ゆきおくん、うちの娘のみゆです。東京に住んでいます。東京で大学院に通っています。
あ、どうも、はじめまして。山川ゆきおと申します。コンサルティング会社に勤めています。みゆさんの専攻は何ですか？
社会学を専攻しています。
今度は英語が入ります。
そうそう、あなた、今夜Haruya-san 来てるのよ。
That's right. Haruya is here tonight.
あ、お客さんですか?
Oh, a guest.
ああ、いや。あの男はもう帰りましたから。
What? Huh? Oh, that boy already left.
あ、パパ、お帰りなさい。
Welcome home, Dad.
ゆきおくん、うちの娘のみゆです。
ゆきおくん、This is my daughter, Miu.
東京に住んでいます。東京で大学院に通っています。
She lives in Tokyo. She goes to graduate school in Tokyo.
Ah, どうも。はじめまして。山川幸男と申します。
Hello, it's a pleasure. My name is 山川幸男。
コンサルティング会社に勤めています。ミュウさんの専攻は何ですか?
I work at a consulting firm. What's your major, ミュウ?
社会学を専攻しています。
I'm majoring in sociology.
So, what do you think? If you were Miu, which person would you choose? どちらを選びますか?
If I was Miu?
Yeah. Yukio or Haruya?
もし私が Miu だったら? If I were Miu? I think we should ask you if you were Miu.
どっちだろうね? Money is important, but it's not everything.You know?
Like 90%.
そんなにじゃないよ Not that much. どうだろうね?
Well, I don't know. I think right now, I think Yukio is in the lead.
なんで?
He's inside the house. At least that much. But we will find out. I don't know. Something tells me that we're not seeing everything.
そうです。
So I guess we'll have to wait till next week. But for now, let's take a look at some vocabulary.
はい。住む。
To live.
住む。住む
Next.
通う
To go back and forth. To commute.
通う
Next.
勤める
To work. To serve. To fill a post.
勤める
Next.
専攻
Major. As in what you study.
専攻
Next.
社会学
Social science, sociology.
社会学社会学
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What do we have first?
会社
Company, firm, office.
When it's used by itself, it's 会社 But when 会社 is preceded by other noun, 会社 becomes 会社
For example?
コンサルティング会社
Consulting firm.
Computer 会社
Computer company.
Record 会社
Recording company, recording label. Okay, what do we have next?
専攻
Major, as in your major at university.
専攻する is the verb to major.
In today's dialogue we had?
ミュウさんの専攻は何ですか?
What's your major? Naomi-sensei, can you also say 専門 instead of 専攻?
Yes, you can.Actually, we have got a question from one of our listeners. The listener asked us, like, what is the difference between 専攻 and 専門?
I think this is like the second or third line when college students are meeting for the first time.
そうですね。I think for the college major, 専攻 is more common word to say. But 専門 has broader meaning.
Brings back my college days at Hitotsubashi University. 専攻は? Like, what's your major? It's...Kind of like, I don't know if it's like a pickup line, but, you know, it's like one of those, it's like, it's down that road. I just have that image like.
So you used that phrase as a pickup line, did you?
Not like a pickup line, but it's just so associated with like, because it's just used so often when you're meeting someone.
Okay. なるほどね。
Anyway, on to the grammar point. Now, as we explained in the previous lesson, the te form of a verb plus...Iru, or its polite form, imasu, expresses two things. One, which we looked at in the last lesson, is a present progressive action, something that's taking place right now.
そうですね。食べています。
Eating, or right now,
勉強しています。
Studying, we're studying. Now, today we're looking at the second meaning, which is a continuous state or condition that was created in the past.
はい。
So an ongoing action. For example,
私は結構結婚しています。
I'm married. I got married. And it's still in that state.
そうですね。
Now, with movement verbs, with verbs related to movement, such as...
行く。
So, let's look at some other verbs.
知る。
To know.
私はあの人を知っている。
I know that person. Now, if we take a look at the components here, we kind of break it down, what do we have first?
私。
I.
は。
Topic marking particle.
あの人。
That person.
を。
Object marking particle?
知っている。
No, but literally it's I, that person, knowing.
そうですね。I came to know that person and I'm still in that state.
Yes. So it's not the first usage of a continuous action going on, but rather the second, an existing state.
You can use te-iru form for habitual actions.
For example?
Sumu.
To live. In the story we had?
東京に住んでいます.
I live in Tokyo. At some point in the past, that person moved to Tokyo, or maybe she was always living in Tokyo, but that action's continuing.
そうですね, and it becomes a habit.
Yeah. Let's have one more.
通う.
To commute, as in to commute to school or to commute to work.
はい。私は東京に通っている。
I commute to Tokyo. Naomi-sensei started working here several years ago. So
several?
I don't even know. I lost track of time. So since that time, up until now, this state, this action is still going on. So here we're saying, and that's why we're using this form.
Peter-san, どこに住んでいますか?
私は東京に住んでいます。え、 Naomi-sensei wa どこに住んでいますか?
私は千葉に住んでいます。千葉県ですね。 はい、そうです。いいところですよ。
そうですね。
とてもいいところです。So
I live in Tokyo and Naomi-sensei lives in Chiba.
皆さんはどこに住んでいますか?
So stop by, leave us a comment and use that construction. Where you're living, に住んでいます。So that just about does it. But before we go, we want to tell you about a way to drastically improve your pronunciation. Naomi-sensei?
The voice recording tool.
The voice recording tool is in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your own voice with a click of a button.
And then play back what you record just as easily.
So, you record your own voice and you listen to it.
Record it, play it back. Then, you can compare it to the native speakers.
And adjust your pronunciation.
And using this tool will really help you get better fast. Really help increase your pronunciation fast. So, I think if you haven't tried it, stop by the Premium Learning Center and check it out. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
そうそう、あなた、今夜、春屋さん来てるのよ。
あ、お客さんですか？
え、ああ、いや、あの男はもう帰りましたから。
あ、パパ、お帰りなさい。
ゆきおくん、うちの娘のみゆです。東京に住んでいます。東京で、大学院に通っています。
あ、どうも。はじめまして。山川幸男と申します。コンサルティング会社に勤めています。みゆさんの専攻は何ですか？
社会学を専攻しています。